People of Earth, I am Optimus Prime. Your mission is to listen to Life's a Binge. Autobots, roll out.
All right, here we go.
What should I do and how should I do it? I got a problem and I gotta get through it. Who should I talk to? Who should I see? What book should I check out of the library? Yeah, but I don't read, so I watch some TV. I see what Hulu has to offer me. I got Netflix and Amazon Prime. I got more options than I got time. I just need a little distraction to keep my mind off my lack of action. I just need a little TV so I can forget completely. Forget completely.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Life's a Binge. I am Jared.
I'm BJ.
And I'm Rich.
And we want to thank everyone out there for listening to our podcast. Podcast called Life's a Binge that you're listening to right now.
Thank you.
Thank you, and Happy New Year, everybody. 2019 coming at you. Yeah, it is the first one. First one of the new year coming out on Monday, January 7th, 2019. I'm going to write 2018 on all my notice lefts that I
haven't done it yet.
I have not done it yet.
I wrote a rent check.
But I almost.
With 2018 on it?
Well, no, 2019.
Yeah, I almost wrote 2017 on a piece of paper the other day.
That's...
I wrote 1-4 slash, and then I was like, going to write 17, and I was like,
it's the wrong direction.
Why am I going to write 17?
Back yeah. in time.
You ever go to sleep, and as you're waking up, you're kind of moving through times where you're like, ah, wake up, and you kind of feel like you're at someplace? Like, especially if it's really, really deep sleep. Like
the only
really deep sleep, and then you're like, oh. And then as you're waking up, you're not awoke, but you're starting to wake up, and then you feel like, ah, oh, finally, I'm back in my room, you know, as a
you're
some
safe
apartment.
Here back in 1955.
Right, yes. Like, wait a minute, that's right. I graduated high school, and I'm in
you're
college.
Yeah. Anyway.
No.
Can't say it. No. The only thing that I can somewhat relate to is when I wake up and I see an analog clock that says like 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And then I look outside and it's kind of light, kind of dark, and I don't know whether it's a.m. or p.m.
That's a sign of some deep sleep,
yes.
I think. Yeah.
Where I'm like, wait, what time is it right now?
Yeah.
Did I sleep till tomorrow?
Yeah,
what?
Right. Yes.
What year is it?
Yeah. I swear I took a nap for 5 minutes. Yeah. Yes. Is it 5 in the morning? No, yeah. It's not. Okay, I'm clear. But thanks again out there for listening. Happy New Year, everyone. And thanks to our patrons over at patreon.com/lifesabinge.
Thank you.
You guys are awesome. We love you very, very much. We have David, Tony, Kathy, Jess, and BJ Lawrence.
You guys are awesome.
You guys are awesome. BJ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Particularly BJ.
Right on.
and you can follow us on all social media at Life's a Binge.
The rest of them are going, what the fuck?
Right.
We pay just as much as
don't
him.
Care.
Don't care.
I care.
I guess I have to care about Tony because he will be the only one to call us
out
on it.
Freaking hear about it.
So yeah. Thanks, Tony.
Who was our first? You know, was it David?
Our very first patron.
Our first word.
I don't know. I think it was Tony. Like the top
right.
tier one.
I think
but
right.
Todd and Mikey and folks like that at the bottom tier.
Oh yeah.
Were first.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, Todd the Rowe.
So Todd's out there on the list.
Yes.
I don't think I knew that. Thanks,
he is
man.
An honorary binger.
Todd got asked about it at the bar last Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
How's Todd doing?
He said, Todd? I don't fucking know.
That guy.
Fuck that guy.
He broke my heart. So, but no, Todd, we hope he's doing well. I know that they are got their head above water up in Washington, which is good.
Yeah, they're kicking ass.
And that's good. And I sent him a couple messages. Todd, if you're listening, man. Come
yeah,
on. What's
that's
up?
Right.
What's up?
Get on it. He doesn't listen. He doesn't have time.
He's like, fuck those guys.
He doesn't have time.
Couch sitting.
Does he have like seven
he's time wasting.
He's too busy. Jesus.
Sorry.
All right, then.
Sorry.
But you can follow us on all social media, like I said, at Life's a Binge. And speaking of, your the thing, the Santa thing, like everyone shared it. Kaboom. It got like 1,000, like almost 2,000 views on that little video.
Really? Yes. Nice. I saw it like it got up to like several hundred.
There you go.
So that's sweet. Last time I saw it, it was at 1,500 views.
Really?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
Hell yeah. All of them say life's a binge on
it. Yes. Yeah.
It was a good one. I mean, I freaking loved it. And it's perfect. Like, it's a perfect little
30 seconds
sketch of video. Yes. So if you want to check that out, you can find it on our Instagram. It's also on our Facebook, all that good stuff. Lifesabinge@gmail.com. If you want to leave a voicemail, 619-438-0532. And
call me now.
Yeah. But you remember her? What was her name?
Miss Cleo.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Good times.
That was on every channel.
Stuff does not exist
anymore. 6 to 7 p.m.
It was that and what was the ringtone company that was like all about, had that crazy frog? Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
I don't barely. Know. But it was like there was a commercial for Miss Cleo and that ringtone site like every
the
5 seconds on TV.
Yeah. I don't know what that was. It was a ringtone company?
Yeah.
So they sold ringtones. Oh, that's right. God, that just barely is in there. Just barely. Yeah. Like, clearly, like, you know, your brain will, like,
late 90s,
suckers,
baby. Late 90s was an interesting thing.
Before phones were good enough where you could just make anything
your ringtone. Yeah, you could turn anything you want.
Yeah. I can make this my ringtone if I wanted to.
When you had like the when you had the Nokia. Or that.
But not that. Not that, though.
Not that one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, let's start the show, shall we? You know what to do out
do
there.
It.
Life's a binge.
Right?
What's up?
What's up?
What's
What is up? I'm fighting off a cold. That's what's up with me.
No.
It's not fun.
Have you missed any work?
I'm on the back. I missed one day. Mm. And it was the second of the year, I believe.
Your sick pay?
Yes. No.
No?
What?
No. So you miss, really?
I called in sick and lost that day.
No.
Yes.
They don't have anything like that?
Not until you're a real employee. Not until you're a real boy.
You're not a real boy?
And I'm not a real boy yet.
You're 40 hours a week, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. But I have, I have benefits and stuff, just don't have sick leave. Sick leave, yeah. Oh,
okay.
I have annual and stuff, but just not sick pay.
And you're
sick
in a union or no?
You don't have sick pee?
I don't have sick pee, guys. It smells normal, okay? Nice and somewhat clear.
That's
yeah.
Okay. Just making sure.
Yes, I am in a union.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
That's not, okay. I'm just curious.
It's cool. Just, there's different tiers of benefits, and right I just don't have the sick ones.
Not yet.
Right.
Okay.
It hasn't leveled up yet.
Yes. I have not eaten my magic mushroom.
But if you want, and also, today. Would you have ease at like picking up a shift if you decided to? Like, I don't know how you would. I mean, you seem like you work 6 days a week.
I do work 6 days a week.
So you couldn't really pick up a shift.
You kind of can if there's stuff down, but since I'm on a route, like, I don't have extra stuff to do because I'm doing stuff every day.
So you still have that route that you kind of inherited?
Yes.
And so you've been doing that for a long time?
Almost 2 years.
Really? And it's not yours yet?
It won't ever be mine.
So, because there's a dude who's, it is, who's...
Her name is Jenny. She fell and broke her arm, so she cannot carry mail.
Okay.
And so she's still employed, and they're still trying to figure out what's going on with her busted-ass wrist.
And that's been going on for almost
a year and a half.
Did it happen on the job?
Yes.
Oh, so there's
all sorts of complications. Because they can't get rid of her because...
It was an on-job entry.
And so she's still working in the office, so she's still employed. Mm-hmm. But since she can't do the job duties of carrying mail, there is this big limbo thing about, like, what do we do with her? And so until that is wrapped up, I am stuck on that route.
That's cool, though. I mean,
it's fantastic is what it is.
Yeah, I was going to say, just in a sense that besides the sick pay, you got a lot of work,
easy peasy.
A lot of hours.
My job is, I lucked into that thing. Good. It was like 6 months in, and I've been there just over 2 years was in September.
And so you've been on the same route for 2 years?
About a year and a half.
And so now the people that you're like seeing all the time?
Every day.
And like, are you getting like familiar with folks?
Mm-hmm.
That's dope, man.
It is dope.
That's really dope.
That's like one of the main things that when I was on training with the guy Mike, who does like, he takes you on his route to train you, like, this is what we do every day or whatever. Like, he's been on his route for like 15 years or something, and there's like kids that come running out and they're like, hey, Mike, and he's like, how's whatever you're doing in high school? And it's like, I knew you when you were a baby.
That's the goods right there. Like,
I'm
seriously,
like, that's why you do this job.
That like is that makes me like
it's great,
happy and warm and weepy. It's really cool.
It is really cool.
Right on.
Anywho, so I am fighting off a cold, as you just heard me cough off the mic.
Wah, wah.
But while I did call in sick, I watched a couple of movies that I had never seen before.
Oh, yeah.
One of them was a John Candy movie called Who's Harry Crumb?
You never seen
it
before?
I've never seen it before.
Oh, man. I love that movie.
And so I watched, because my same guy who was talking about Mike at work was like, you got to check this out.
Yeah.
Because apparently I like slapped my head and like said something. And he's like, you just reminded me of Harry Crumb. And I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, you don't know it? Because like, I'm the guy that knows everything at work, apparently. Yeah. Uh-huh. Especially like pop culture stuff. No idea. So
humble,
he's like,
humble brag right there.
He brought it. Well,
just the guy. True. You know, I'm the guy they come to.
Well, for pop culture stuff, like, yeah. I am an anomaly in the post office where like I used to be a performer,
yeah.
And like I'm so to their eyes I'm like super plugged connected in the entertainment world, yeah. I'm like no, but okay.
you must know that Ben Affleck, right?
Right,
because exactly. you guys are actors, you guys are performers,
yeah, basically, you
know,
basically.
same level same thing.
And since I usually know the references, he's like, you don't know that one? So he brought me the DVD the next day at work, and he's like, watch it when you get a chance. And I was like, okay. So I was sick on the couch, I was like, might as well.
Yeah,
it was pretty entertaining.
It's the, like, soap opera one?
He's
like
a writer? He's a private detective.
Or is that, that's what it is.
Private detective.
I'm thinking of something else.
And it's weird. There's a couple weirdo things that don't date well. Like, this is a trope that I never understood about the 80s. And, again, it just popped up in this one. Where, like, he's full on, like, disguise. Like, he's dressed like a Middle Eastern guy at one point. And I'm like,
here we go.
Well, and first of all, like, I understand where they're coming from, especially in the 80s. Like, haha, this is funny.
Uh-huh.
It's just because he's dressed up. But, like,
right. Doesn't he look ridiculous?
Every private detective movie from that era, they dress in some stupid, outrageous disguise. And I'm like, you are standing out way more now trying to be this horrific character, Jesus. Instead of just like being like, hey, I run an air conditioning company. Like, yeah. What or whatever the excuse is. Like, right. Why are you a Middle Eastern air conditioner repairman? Like, what the hell is happening?
Yeah.
So it's just
because thank you. Come again. It's right. Funny. It every time. So.
He sounds so different.
Yeah. Right. So there's a couple of moments like that, but overall it was a pretty entertaining movie, and it's weird because like he saves the day at the end or whatever, but he really doesn't. Like, he just happens to be in the right place at the right time because he overheard something that had nothing to do with anything.
Yeah.
And then he like solves it and he's like, you know, I figured it out. Aren't you proud of me? And then the other guy confesses and he's like, right. Yes, I meant to.
That's
do
exactly
it.
What I said.
Right, and it's like, so he doesn't really. Anyway, but it was pretty entertaining as far as it.
Almost like a Pink Panther outdated type of thing. 80s, where yeah, just, he's bumbling, but somehow it all works
somehow
out.
He solves it. Right,
so like Hong Kong Phooey.
Yes,
do you remember Hong Kong Phooey?
Yeah,
and you remember the cat would always solve the cases.
Inspector Gadget,
but Hong Kong would get the credit. Is that? Yeah. No, I don't remember Inspector Jack Gadget, but that
what?
Was the same.
It's the same formula.
Yeah, exactly.
His niece was always one solving the cases. It's not him.
Okay.
Yeah.
I cool. love that show. Oh my god.
Oh yeah.
It's my major nostalgia. Legs.
So I watched that, and then I watched a much better movie called Interstellar, which I had never seen before.
What?
Oh!
Yes.
Oh!
What?
Yes.
Now, do you remember?
I'm sad because we talked about that.
When we were talking about it, it was either last week or the week before, and I finally watched it.
I was talking with my friends about IMAX movies this past week. I was like, I want to see Spider-Man on IMAX. I think it'd be amazing. It's like, what's the last one you saw that really blew you away? And Interstellar was one of them. It's like,
that was a good flick.
Gorgeous.
Super good flick.
Yes.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Well, and the meme that everyone took away from it where he's like crying in the ship or whatever and he's like watching something on TV and he's crying, like that came like 20 minutes into the movie. I was like, that's not the end of the movie
you
at all.
I was like really close to the end.
Yeah. And I was like, nope. And then 3 hours later, the movie was over and I was like, holy shit, that was a long movie, but it was really good.
Yeah, at the end where you're like, no, oh yeah, oh shit. Yeah, that was good great. Shit. That's a great moment.
Yeah.
We won't ruin it.
I mean, there's not really anything to really spoil. But
we did reference it, like, when we're talking about...
And I was like, don't ruin it!
Right, what movie? Haunting of Hill House.
Yeah, because it deals That's with, like, time and stuff in weird ways.
Which I finished all of.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's good. Yeah.
It was excellent.
Good anything times. Else you watch?
Nope, but that was really what was up what with was me. I was sick, and I watched some movies. Oh, and the Chargers are in the divisional round of the playoffs.
Hey.
Woo, woo. Hey.
Somehow.
I mean, I'm like, hey, all today.
Yeah, no Seahawks, no Bears.
I'm one of three of the weekend of the games I cared about.
Bummer.
But
the Chargers win was the most probable of the outcomes this weekend.
I am still in the loser's pool because I picked Baltimore to lose.
Look at
did
you.
Did you see everyone else's picks?
One other guy picked Baltimore. The other guy picked Dallas, so he's out. And me and the other guy are left.
So it's toe-to-toe.
Down to two.
So who's your friggin' next? Four games.
So
four games, man. Like,
split that shit.
Like, yeah. Keep saying split he doesn't want to. He's an idiot.
Oh, really?
Whoever you are, Ryan, I think your name is.
Dick.
Piss right. on you.
I hate that.
Ryan, who? I wonder if it's Ryan Green, I wonder?
I don't know.
Probably not.
You know what's going to happen? He's going to lose because he didn't split. That's how
That's what happens.
That's how karma works.
Oh, he just agreed to split again. It was like $75, and then the winner gets... another 75 or after something.
So he's you like, got 50 before?
Yeah.
So he's bilking it. So he's
yeah,
bilking.
Yeah. And I'm like, dude, just freaking split the whole remainder.
And then
like, we're in the playoffs now. Like, who are you going to pick?
We both win.
Right. Nope. He's a greedy asshole. So I'm going to fucking whip his ass.
I hope
you
win. So
I hope you win.
What's your pick?
I don't know. I got to do some snooping.
You have to check and see.
To lose?
You know,
no way, dude. Against the Pats, they are finally going to beat the Pats.
I agree.
It's the Pats stink this year. They barely made it in because their division. Stink. Yes,
their division is
their
weak,
division
weak,
is weak. Weak as hell.
They're 11-5,
but they stink. They just barely
they
skated in. They have that record because everyone in their division stinks worse than
they lost
do.
To Miami. Teams that played up to them. So you know what that means is that they're going to beat the Chargers because the Chargers are the better team right now.
I don't think the Chargers are That's going to lose happen. To the Patriots.
I hope not. I think that'll be fun to watch.
I think they're going to
make
it.
Mark my words, Vengeance.
Hear me now.
Hear me Shut now. Up, Raider Hear fan. Now, you only are saying that because you're a Raider fan.
I'm saying it because it's true.
No, it's not.
I'm objective.
I don't think that characteristics from a team for the 15 years ago applies to a team of today.
That's not. I'm not talking about that either. So, I'm talking about the play calling that I watched today.
At the end, it was a little sketchy. Yeah, like it was a little conservative for my likings, for sure.
That's not
for
Tony's liking.
But it was. That's how they played the whole game, though. I don't know what you're saying. They switched it up. Like all they could barely do anything.
Right.
So the fact that they just continued to barely do anything at the end of the game against the best defense in the league, like. Ooh. They did pretty good.
The Ravens?
Yes.
They were the
absolutely.
I think they
number
were.
One?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure.
Most interceptions, most points for, and most sacks and quarterbacks rushed. Huh. They're the best defense in the league.
I think the Bears had the best scoring defense, but the Ravens had a lot of like the top. They were a top defense, and they were
absolutely
good.
And they showed up today, and the Chargers did all they could do to beat them.
They played really well. It was a great game.
Anyway,
it was a great game.
Yeah, it was a really good game. I was super stoked.
Second game was great too. Unfortunate.
Pretty
game was
boring.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, you didn't have a dog in it. You didn't have a dog in it.
I mean, it was back and forth, so that made it kind of exciting. Like, and the fact that I was like, I closed my eyes for like 2 seconds towards the end, and I was like, wait, how did Philly get the points back?
Yeah,
because I saw the Bears get the lead, and I was like, oh, okay. And then I closed my eyes,
penalties.
And then I opened them, and I was like, what? They have the lead again.
Nick Foles, baby. Yeah.
Too weird. Nick Foles are 2 fourth-down penalties.
It's weird.
But, they were both really similar games.
Carson
like,
who?
Defenses played really well.
He's their starter, just not in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
This guy who just can't lose important. Who just can't lose Super Bowls when he gets in. He can't lose playoffs once he gets in
I
these
love
days.
That. That's my favorite.
It really
it's a
is
good
a story.
Cool story.
It's
a good
one
story.
Of my favorite stories in the postseason.
It's a good story. I certainly went crazy last year when they won.
So. My other favorite story is, well, I have three favorite stories. Is that there's... Philip Rivers potentially actually getting a Super Bowl ring.
It'd be so great.
I would love it.
Then all the
but
like,
my favorite
is he
story,
really Hall of Fame would like get
he's already
out.
Hall of Fame.
Nobody's asking. Who's asking that question?
Everyone always brings
stop.
It up.
They're
people
wrong.
People are stupid.
They're dumb.
Yeah.
My other favorite story is the potential for an actual battle for LA in the Super Bowl.
Rams Chargers Super Bowl.
Because I would
that
hate
happened,
it.
I would kind of hate
it.
That.
I would hate it, but I would love it.
And I'd hope the Chargers win. And it's funny, but I'm still holding on.
I got hope,
that,
man.
That they're going to come back. They're going to come back to San Diego.
Oh, yeah.
They're not.
So,
eventually.
I think they are.
They probably will.
We'll
eventually.
Be old men when that happens.
I think in the next 6 years,
it'll
be back.
10.
But maybe. What's up with you guys?
Oh. We're still doing
I got so much. Yeah, we're still
so much.
I mean, I was sick and I watched movies and then I watched football. That was what's up with me.
I wasn't sick, but I did watch football and movies. I watched Blockers, which I really want to call Cock Blockers because of the poster.
That's what it's.
That's what it is.
That's why it
is. That's what it is. But in every official aspect, it's called Blockers. That's really good. I was really surprised. I was thinking, this is going to be like...
Now, is this a Seth Rogen vehicle? Like,
no, he's write not it? In it, but they produced it, I believe.
Yeah.
His company produced
him
it.
Him and Adam McKay.
Yeah. And it was really funny. I was blown away. I wasn't blown away. I was surprised.
John Cena is in it, right? It's the parents trying to not let their kids lose their virginity at prom.
So the teenage daughters like make a pact to lose their virginity at prom, and the parents are like, the parents find out because how would there be a movie otherwise?
Right.
And they're like, no way. And you've got John Cena, and I always forget her name, but she's in literally every Judd Apatow movie.
Leslie Mann.
There you go.
Nailed it.
Thank you.
Very good.
Nice job.
Like, I don't know who you're talking about, and I don't know who that is.
Leslie Mann?
I'm not really.
She's his wife.
Maybe I do,
she's
but like
blonde,
just by the name of it.
Yeah.
But
blonde,
like,
thin blonde.
I'll have to look it up.
Yeah.
Leslie Mann.
And she's like the overly attached mom who thinks she has the perfect relationship with her daughter.
Which one is she?
How could she not tell me?
In the middle?
Things and blah,
okay.
Blah, blah. And then the dude who's in other random shit whose name I also always forget. He's like the bad dad. Like, he's not a great dad. But they like turn that trope on its head in this movie. I'm like, that's cool. Like, I like seeing like not the same shit over and over again. And
nice.
They did that. And
that's cool.
The jokes are all good. Like, if not a bit dirty and crass, but you know, some of them should be because it is a movie about losing your virginity.
Right.
So why not? And like the kid actors are all good in the movie. Like, I'm not like cringing at any of them. So
I heard that was an enjoyable film.
I recommend it.
Yeah.
Go watch.
Nice.
On the complete opposite end of the spectrum, I watched If Beale Street Could Talk, and it was utterly and absolutely heartbreaking, but it was also a really good movie. Based on the James Baldwin novel of the same name.
I don't know that
I
either.
Do want to see it. You've heard of it?
It's being black in the 60s and being in love, and so you can imagine
it's
that.
It's very artsy.
I'm never going to say I don't know something again because
it's a black thing.
Because now I'm in
You're
trouble.
Like, oh, yeah, go ahead. Oh, that one. Yeah.
Who's that white woman? Leslie Mann? Yes.
I've never, ever heard of her or heard what you're talking about. You've heard of Beale Street Can Talk, right?
Nope.
It does have Dave Franco makes an appearance in that, and he has like a really small bit part, and he's really good in it. Regina King, who was like the black, if you wanted a black actress who's got like gravitas, you'll get Regina King, and they got her, and she's fantastic.
I've heard her name, and I'm sure I've seen her before.
She's been in a bunch of stuff. Who else is in it? That's Ed Skrein.
Who's the main guy?
Skrein?
Who's They're, James?
The main characters are both unknowns, and I
because he
their
looks
names.
In the preview at least
he looks familiar,
phenomenal.
Oh, he's good.
He looks really good. He looks a little bit familiar, but more in terms of just James Baldwin.
So, yeah,
kind of
was,
familiar.
He was cast based on the strength of his audition, as you should be. But in the book, there's like an element of colorism going on. Like, she's too black. According to his family, she's too black for him because he's much, much lighter skinned in the book. And in the movie, like, he's lighter skinned than she is, but like not by a ton. So that element is sort of downplayed, but not so much because his family comes in and they're super bougie and like really like with the attitude. So it's
too black.
It's still there.
It's too black. No,
that's a thing.
Oh,
no,
I know. I'm well aware.
Yeah. I had a crush on a girl when I was like in sixth grade who was like really light skinned, and everybody made fun of me for liking her because she was high yellow, and they like had like really terrible names for her and stuff like that.
Yeah.
At least if you're out there and listening to this, you're still a beautiful woman.
Huh.
That's nutty.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's part of my dad's story is like his identity as a black man, but have being light.
You're not black enough.
Yeah. You're not really black.
Yeah.
You know, like, ooh.
Yeah.
Tell a black man that.
Exactly.
See how that goes.
My dad's really light, too. My dad's really light. My mom's really dark. So they deal with the same shit.
Yeah.
So that for me right there, that was like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like, that's real. Like,
yeah.
That's
yeah. It is a thing. It's a thing. It's unfortunately a thing. It reminds me, too, of a thing that, like, I remember, like, working with all these Latinos in a Mexican restaurant where I learned Spanish. And, like, it's neat because I kind of know some Spanish.
Yeah.
And it's fun because people, when Santa speaks Spanish to the kids, people are like, oh, you speak Spanish? You know, I'm like, kind of.
Yeah,
muy poquito. But más o menos. Necesito practico más. I remember them, like, telling me how much they didn't like black people. Like, my friend telling me, like, no, pinche negros.
Yeah.
And I was like, come on, dude. I was like, come on. Because my instinct is like, come on. Dude, you guys
we're
are
on
the same
side.
We're on the same team.
No. So the movie has,
no,
the movie has a lot of elements of that. Like, Dave Franco plays, like, a Jewish landlord. And the couple's, like, asking, like, why do you want to rent to us? He's like, I'm my mother's son. Like, I'm just trying to be a good dude. And so, because, you know, it's in that time, but the movie isn't like so heavy-handed with saying like everyone's racist, everyone's terrible. It's like, no, there were good people then too. Like,
right.
and they show you some of them too. I think Diego Luna plays like a, and he's from Rogue One. If you're wondering who the heck I'm talking about,
oh yeah, yeah,
he plays like a friend of the main character, and he's like a restaurant waiter, and he like helps him out and like gives him food and stuff like that because they're like cool and tight because they grew up close to each other, and it's the same concept. Like, we're on the same side. We're on the same team. Like, you know, we're just trying to survive.
I got to see this movie.
It's good, man.
It's been on my list, so.
Absolutely. Now, where did you see utterly. It? I saw it at the AMC in La Jolla.
Oh, it's still in the theaters.
It's still in theaters, yeah.
And I thought it'd be like streaming by now.
You can catch it at the Landmark in Hillcrest because they always have those good
artsy films.
They do. That was the site of my wife to be and I's first date.
The Landmark.
You should go watch this movie.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, not
together.
Landmark. Wait a minute, the Hillcrest ones.
Yeah.
That's the one.
That's right. What it is.
And they
might have
all the
a different name by then.
But they do had all the arty movies.
Yeah.
Because that's where There Will Be Blood was. And
what's the other one? Ken? The Ken? That's the other one, right?
Ken. It's like just a one.
Yeah.
That's the site of the movie that I was in. Was that's where my movie aired.
You were in a movie? I never heard.
You never heard about that time?
About that.
Yeah, I was in a movie before. And that's where it played on the big
screen. Spielberg movie, right? Ready Player One?
That was me.
Ready was the one? No, right.
That's where I saw Three Billboards.
That's what it's turned into.
Yeah, right.
You're ready.
Right.
BJ was in Jurassic Park.
As I tell the story, it's like, I was in this movie called Ready Player One.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Okay.
Go on.
Cool. Good times.
What's
up with you?
I'm on a diet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
New Year's resolution?
Yeah, we've been talking about it.
New Year, new you.
I want to get, I need to lose weight. I want to get my hip replacement done.
Yes.
And the doctor said, I said, can we start the process of, signing up and scheduling the surgery? And he's like, okay, but any weight you can lose between now and then, anything you can do is going to help you. So lose weight.
You're doing keto thing?
We're doing keto, yeah.
Yeah.
Andrea's coworker kind of talked her into it. And
What is keto?
So it's no carbs or sugar.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main thing of it.
Yeah, there's sugar in that drink you're drinking, right?
No, it's Diet Coke.
Oh, is it diet?
Yeah, so.
What about alcohol? You allowed to have alcohol?
Alcohol, sure.
Not like sweet alcohols, like liqueurs, with added sugars.
I love that word.
But rum is a sweet one. Yeah, rum is a sweet one. So, I mean, it's more sugar than I probably ought to have, but I'm hardly having any sugar.
Time. Right, it's not.
So, yeah.
You know, how dare you ruin it 2 days in?
Gulping down chocolates or anything.
So, we need to buy the page, whatever it is, we need to buy the page so we can add all the drops we want to it. You were talking about.
Oh, yeah.
So, let's use the funds from the
I'll
thing.
Get it.
And, but anyway, I want one that says, like Joan Crawford or somebody like that saying, how dare you?
Oh, yeah.
Just drop of how dare you. Because for some reason, that saying has been cracking me up the last several weeks. I've been, anytime someone says it,
I dig it.
How dare you?
It'll happen. I'll get on it.
So that's happening. Good. BJ and the Biz has been playing for...
doing the Biz?
We have now scheduled for 5 weeks in a row, which is awesome.
That's a lot of weeks.
It is. Every weekend for 5 weeks. Which is great, and that helps a lot, too, because Christmas is over, and I made it without getting sick.
Right.
Too sick. I got a little bit sick, but not too bad.
Because your kids.
And so, yeah, things are good.
I don't know why. I don't know.
I don't know. My band, you want me to do that song?
Because
I'll do that song.
Your kids. Anything else up?
That's about it. With
my dick. Sorry.
Oh, God. You are sick, aren't you?
What?
You are sick.
Bring that.
You're sick.
The easy E up there.
You're welcome. Nothing else? I'm going to hit the button. I'm going to hit it.
Hit it.
Okay.
That's what's up. What's up?
This just in.
News. There's not really much in the form of news that I'm aware of, other than the Golden Globes are happening right now.
Sure there is.
This news.
Such as. You got news?
I know.
I do tell.
We're in the car and he's like, I got notes. I'm like, what?
I got whole notes for
this. Do tell.
I've been sleeping good, so that's not news. But right. I mean, like, just makes everything happen.
Everything's clicking into place.
It makes me stop a little bit less. It makes me get distracted a little bit less.
Technically news.
Yeah. Bob Einstein passed away. Are you familiar with Bob Einstein?
Mm-hmm.
He's Super Dave Osborne, which I don't know if that rings a bell or not,
because
that was in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
But more recently, he was on Curb Your Enthusiasm. He was Funkhauser on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yep.
Very funny guy. And if you ever get a chance to get on the internet and look up Super Dave stuff, it's a little dated, but man, at the time, like you were just talking about, like when you see stuff, like a particular time, you just crack up at it.
Yeah.
I remember just dying laughing at the Super Dave skits every single week. on the show called Bizarre, which was a comedy show on Showtime. I don't know if any of you guys remember that. Do you remember that at all, Mikey? But it was, in, like, it was in the 80s.
He popped in on Saturday morning cartoon time, too, a lot.
Super Dave did? Oh, he had, he had an animated version of it.
An animated show.
That's right, which I didn't really watch, but...
I watched that.
But that's cool. Was it the same thing where he would kind of get beat up every week?
Like, and he'd go and do crazy stuff. But there's also, like, a live-action segment where you see, like, actual Super Dave doing stuff, too.
That's... I love the idea that he took that character and milked the shit out of it.
Why not? Yeah.
Exactly. I love it. I applaud that so hard. But he's super funny on as Funkhauser on Curb Your Enthusiasm, and he'll be missed. And you'll definitely miss Mean Gene Okerlund, who passed this week.
That is a big one. It's like the best interviewer.
He was great. He was so perfect for that job.
Yeah.
You know, I think that he did it for so long, and it's something that's been on my mind recently about when we were at our gig. We've had two, last week was almost, if maybe even better than the week before when we said that it was our best gig on the thing. So we had two ridiculously good gigs in a row with big crowds and that everybody's just eating it up. So we had another one of those, and someone was telling me afterwards, she's like, "You have a great voice, and it sounds so effortless." You know, and I was like, "Thanks, thanks." But it's like,
I'm trying everything I can.
No, but and not only that, it's like, it's really not, you know, you've ever heard the term 10,000 hours?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, I've probably performed easily for 10,000 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Easily. Maybe even 10,000 hours as a musician.
Right.
Yeah. And so, you know, it's taken a lot of hard work, but it pays off. And then anything that you do for a long time, you get a hang of it.
I do
it's
know.
It's like, it's good. So Mean Gene had that, man. He had thousands of hours of being that guy, and he had it down.
Yeah.
Really good. So
he was good times.
So to have more news, let's see. I think that was it. Oh, other than the football game today, did you watch the Bears game?
Yes.
So they had a shot in the crowd in the booth of Roger Goodell with the kid from the Shriners commercials. Do you know the kid in the wheelchair from the Shriner commercials?
Yes.
No. You know the one I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And then have you noticed that commercial and thought, this kid is good. He's just got a great green personality. I've commented on it several times.
Huh.
So they had a shot, particularly wide.
I don't remember
where they had Roger Goodell, and then they had this kid in the back, and he was the kid from the Shriner commercials. And I was like, oh. Part of me was like, cool, it's a kid from the Shriners, but the other part of me was like, you know how I fucking hate the NFL sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh, this is just like...
Damn the man.
They're just trying to... Yeah, they're
Save
trying
the
to
Empire.
Like... Yeah, they're trying to promote the NFL. Look what the NFL is doing. They have the kid from the Shriners Hospital.
Ooh.
That's cool. I mean, I guess it's good. If they're giving money to the Shriners, that's cool.
Bring it on.
But at the same time...
Boo.
Exactly.
But that's every time they show a shot of somebody in the booth, I'm always like...
It's
like
during
the Charger game,
they
showed a shot of Dean Spanos.
Yes.
And it was like a pivotal moment of the game, and he's staring at his cell phone.
I was like,
you son of a bitch! How are you not paying attention right now?
Now, were you I'm sure millions of people...
He's looking at his fucking revenue.
Yeah.
Were you thinking
of
a meme? You're thinking of a meme of this is what Dean was texting in the booth.
Right.
You know, I was definitely thinking about that.
I was like, it was a pivotal moment of the game, too, and he's staring at his cell phone.
All
he's
thinking about is $9 beers and jersey sales.
He doesn't give
a rip about football.
Yeah. Or people.
Or so, people.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Anyway, that's all I got for news.
You said you had news? No news?
Whoa.
What is that?
Dog fight happening.
Dog fight.
It's about to be a what? What was that noise?
Louis is back in the news.
Did you hear about
what?
That?
What happened?
So I guess somebody recorded a set of his from, and I've only loosely really looked into this, but I know the bits and pieces of it.
Uh-huh.
Somebody recorded a set of his, and he's been recorded as saying some relatively crass things. And he's a comedian, and jokes are crass.
Like about his situation?
He joked about how he lost $34 million in a day, and people laughed.
How? When his show got canceled?
Yeah, when his show got canceled, he lost deals and his movie was no longer distributed and things and that. Those things happened.
Right.
But what really caught the headlines was that he made fun of Parkland students talking about how they're just kids and they weren't the ones who actually got shot. And
boo.
They're the ones who pushed fat kids in front of the way while those kids got shot and died. And it's like... I mean,
that's what he would have told that joke before.
Right.
But now that you're under the spotlight, maybe...
Right.
maybe pump the brakes on the controversial jokes for a minute.
Like when you're a comic who has a reputation for telling like disgusting humor, it's you get to do that because we're like, he's a good guy, like it's fine, like he's not really
but
like
when
that.
You're not a good guy
find, when we find out you're really like that, like those aren't maybe the jokes you should be telling right away. And I get that it was a set that like this wasn't, you know, an HBO special.
Right.
This wasn't like on TV, like somebody recorded this and it wasn't ever supposed to be heard outside of that room. But
which is obnoxious. Like in his defense, like people recording shit all the time is obnoxious.
It sucks when someone does something like that without your consent though, doesn't it?
Well,
and loads it.
Ha ha ha.
Hey,
but it's true though. Like
I don't get it. What are we referring to?
Because he showed people his dick without.
Yeah. Oh, that yes. Okay. I've been recording something. I was like,
that's the joke.
Did we do something?
No. Rich,
no. Right.
Rich just opened the umbrella.
Yeah, no. Oh, you're gonna see it anyway. You're gonna see this picture anyway.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Exactly. But like, yeah. Of course that sucks. But like,
yeah.
That whole, just in general, the whole like people recording like stuff when they're not supposed to drives me bonkers.
Right, I'm fully against that. Like that sucks. Yeah, and there's a, because I have friends, like photographer friends, who are like really into street photography, and they think, oh, we can get out there and just take pictures. I was like, ah, because you have to understand the aspect of it where some people don't want that. Like they don't want their image or their voice or whatever like out there in the world, and to do that without somebody's permission or consent, I'm not a fan of it.
Right.
But on the other hand, I'm not a fan of people being dicks. Talk about dicks.
Truth.
So
true story.
There's that too.
Yeah. Yep. True story.
Yeah.
Anything else in the news?
That's all I got.
No.
Just the Golden Globes.
Golden Globes are happening, like I said, right now. Right. The only thing that I saw was that Spider-Man won Best Animated Feature.
Rightfully so.
some guy.
Rich called it. Well, you called it for the Oscars, but
I called it for the Oscars.
Yeah,
but it's going to
be a
prize.
Come on.
It has to win. It's so good.
What beats?
I hope to find out this week. I'm off all Monday through Friday.
You got to go see it.
So I'm going to go see it.
You got to go see it.
Get on.
So we'll probably talk about the other winners of that program coming up next week or so. But
that television.
Yeah, I think that's all for news. Yeah,
that's it.
Okay, we do need a news drop. Do you want to do something right now? No. I'm just going to hit the button.
And that's the way it is on January 6th, 2019.
Well, that's too
soon. You just ruined it because you just timestamped it, dude.
Oh, what son of a bitch. Thinking? All right, let me do it again. And that's the way it is, January 7th, 2019.
No date at all.
He clearly doesn't.
Oh, that's
it.
Right, because we want to use it every time. Oh, well.
What's up?
News.
You know what? That's fine. That's what's up with news. That sounds pretty good to me.
Oh, well. Good times. Good times. But for now, let's check in with our good buddy, Matt Warburton.
Uh-oh.
And now, another installment of What Do I Know with Matt Warburton.
Well, hello there, everyone. I'm Matt, and this is What Do I Know. Now, this time, I decided to brave a movie that we last checked was a measly 7% on Rotten Tomatoes, and has now, since then, jumped all the way up to an embarrassing 9%. That's right. Amidst all the reports of walkouts fluttering around the internet, I still laid down money to go out and watch Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly's goof on Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's masterpiece, Sherlock Holmes, titled Holmes and Watson. This was, by far, the worst service of Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's literatures that I've ever seen. They did it no justice. Neither Sherlock Holmes or Dr. John Watson were taken seriously at all. It was like everything was a joke to these Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly buffoons, a far cry from their masterful work in movies like Chicago and Stranger Than Fiction. By the way, that was just my quick review as a new character called critic/moviegoer who didn't understand what they were watching. Okay, yes, I'll admit, this movie is pretty silly. It's stupid, mindless humor. But it really wasn't anything too far off from what Ferrell and Reilly usually do. They play Holmes and Watson going around Victorian London solving crimes. But that's just really a backdrop for them to do their silly shtick in a different time period, lampooning well-known, usually stuffy characters. This was not to be taken seriously at all. Here's my question to everyone who went out to see it and hated it so much that they couldn't spend one more minute in the theater. What did you think that you were going to go see? You watched the trailers of John C. Reilly screaming while shooting pistols at bees, and you saw the bit where they do an old-timey selfie. When you went to the theater, you probably even saw the poster with Will Ferrell and Reilly throwing gang signs of their names with the tagline, "Homies." What movie did you think you were going to go see? I mean, I remember people getting all up in arms because Robert Downey Jr. was punching people as Sherlock. Like, how did after movies like Talladega Nights and Step Brothers did you not have an inkling of what this movie was going to be? It's kind of funny because there are these critics writing reviews complaining about things like,
then all of a sudden people started singing out of nowhere and it was completely out of context and felt out of place with the story as a whole.
Yeah, that's the joke. It was random and silly. If it was supposed to fit in with the story, it wouldn't be funny. Another great comment I heard was, this movie sucked even for Will Ferrell. Oh, so you don't like Will Ferrell movies? Oh yeah, then you're really not going to like Holmes and Watson because it is Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly doing it to the nines. After scouring all these reviews, I tried to find why people hated this movie so much. And it seemed like half of the people hated Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly movies, and the other half expected it to be a legit Sherlock Holmes movie. But I didn't think that they really misled the viewers with the previews. Like I said, if you watched the trailer and said, this looks like a movie I want to watch, and were shocked by how much it misrepresented Sherlock Holmes, that's kinda on you.
But gee, Matt,
you talk a lot about this abstract audience. How did you feel about the movie? Well, honestly, I thought it was funny. Like, really funny. Like, gut-laughing throughout the movie. And guess what? I wasn't the only one in the theater laughing. The few other people who knew what they were getting themselves into were also laughing. So I admit, there are some hacky jokes in there. So yes, there is hackiness and some inspired jokes, but there's also a lot of really great, funny, gut-busting laughs. So I think it more than made up for the shortcomings of the movie. Is it the best one of the Will Ferrell and Reilly duo? Probably not, but it was still a lot of fun. As long as you understand that the story comes second or third to Ferrell and Reilly antics. I happen to love their antics. I think that they play off each other so well. I know it's not the most clever, but it really gets to me. So yeah, this movie was right up my alley. But here's my question. Yeah, it was a dumb movie, but it wasn't bad. It was typical Ferrell and Reilly nonsense. So why is this movie getting slammed so much? Last week on the podcast, someone said maybe because they make fun of women being doctors, so maybe that's why it's getting so much flack. But Holmes and Watson are the butt of that particular joke, so I don't think it's that. I think it might be the opposite. So, several times during the movie, they take shots at the Trump administration. So I can see a lot of fans of the Trump administration getting upset and walking out. Ultimately, this movie was simple and it made me laugh throughout. I'll pay money to have a good laugh. So if you're a fan of Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly's ridiculous comedies, you're probably going to dig this movie. But be warned, if you are not into Will Ferrell comedies, this movie is not for you. If you are looking for a movie with an honest, sincere take on Sherlock Holmes, this movie is not for you. And if you're a big fan of the Trump administration and don't like Donald Trump mocked, this movie is definitely not for you. But hey, do what you want, because what do I know, right? Next time, I'm digging deeper down this whole political mockery rabbit hole because I'm watching Adam McKay's opus to the man behind the curtain, Dick Cheney, because I'm watching Vice. Until next time, I've been Matt, and this has been What Do I Know?
Thank you, Matt, for another great installment of What Do I Know?
Interesting.
Your piano playing on that drop is...
Thanks, man.
It's on point.
I nailed it.
It's what? Really good.
No.
Just take the credit, man.
Yes, I played it.
Jesus
on my Christ. Piano that you see right here. in front of me.
It's good stuff.
I don't know what you mean.
So that's about what I expected
that
from
that confirms what
movie.
I felt about the movie.
Yeah.
I was wondering if he was going to, the political angle of it.
I didn't know about
that's
that.
That's what I had heard, too.
And so,
well, how do they,
how?
Do they, like, straight up, like,
call out,
jump time and like Trump sucks. Like,
I'm not
going
to spend
I mean?
The
like,
15 bucks question. To find out.
I don't
so
know.
Maybe we can get Matt for further clarification. But
yeah,
like if they're straight up calling out like Donald Trump, blah blah blah, and this is Sherlock Holmes. Yeah, that's stupid.
Or maybe they like
if it's like a veiled joke of some sort that's very obvious. Then
well, was it?
It on, must be obvious because Trump fans wouldn't get it. Sorry, right. sorry. Couldn't help myself.
Burn.
Burn. Burn.
But I get that though. Like, so why is a movie about Sherlock Holmes and Watson making fun of a current
right.
presidential administration, like that's a little
it's weird
a little bit too far
yeah
in the context out. Of a ridiculous even Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly movie. Yeah. I could see people taking umbrage with that.
Yeah.
Whether you're a fan of Trump or not, like,
right.
If I was there watching that, I'm like, why are they talking about Donald
yeah,
Trump?
Why,
like,
what's happening
like,
right
it's fucking
now
relevant
right.
to this movie about
well
that.
Did we was it us that talked about Ralph Breaks the Internet and how the title of that movie itself is like already outdated? Was that
yes?
I heard that somewhere. Somebody posted on Facebook, and I don't
yeah.
remember who it was.
No, we touched
but like
on that.
It's a joke that like that whole movie referencing memes and like what are those like all these things
yeah.
like they're already outdated internet memes, yeah. and so it's like
yeah.
well, why did
now?
You choose that as your thing like. And so that was somebody's major complaint with Ralph Breaks the Internet was that yeah. they were making jokes that, sure, it's funny right now, but when
they
you go to watch
that,
a Disney classic like 20 years in the future, you're like, yeah. what are they even talking about?
They used that meme in Black Panther, and I didn't even know that because that was just
oh,
one
right,
of the ones
yeah.
that I missed.
Right.
I missed that meme. I wasn't there.
What are those?
And people were like, that's so stupid that she said that. I'm like, why? I don't, why is it?
Right.
She just, his shoes look dumb. Like, is
right.
that the thing? And like, oh, no, it's a whole thing. Like, oh.
But see,
I'm
at least that one
joke.
Takes place in the time where that's relevant.
Sure.
Where, like,
yeah, yeah,
sure, Ralph Breaks the Internet takes place now, too, I guess.
Sort of.
But at the same time, it's like, it's a different world.
Yeah.
So
well,
the same
yeah,
thing with this with yeah. this Holmes and Watson movie. Like, this is a different time era. Like, if they're playing up that they're in this, like, you know, time era, like,
right.
Again, we don't know the references at all, but he says it's very clear that they're referencing Trump. And so, like, maybe they're just
I'd
like, the
to,
president of America is a buffoon or something, you know, whatever
I'd
it is.
Or do they,
the
like,
joke.
Break the fourth wall, a.k.a.
We don't know.
Like,
right.
like Blazing Saddles,
oh,
where they,
right.
like, kind
yeah.
of, like.
Why am I talking to you?
Yeah. Or even just get, or even at the end where they're, like,
oh,
on
yeah.
set and everything, and they're, like,
yeah.
breaking it down. So,
so but he says it's very obvious, so I'm sure it's obvious.
Yeah.
But it's just weird, so maybe that's where it is. But I probably would laugh a lot at this movie, too. Just
we'll see
think,
when it comes out on Netflix.
Because I think those stupid
yeah.
comedies are like
it depends. They gotta hit me the right way.
Like Dewey, did you see
I,
Dewey
I,
Cox?
I, no,
the parody of Walk the Line.
And that movie's stupid.
Wait,
John C. Reilly.
Walk Hard. Walk Hard.
Walk yeah.
right. Walk,
yeah,
sorry.
Yes.
Yeah. Walk
Dewey
Hard.
Cox
the Dewey
story.
Cox story.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you see that one?
I'm pretty sure I did see
I
that.
Mostly
I
laughed
at
it. That.
Yeah,
I mostly
at it.
Laughed at that
yeah.
one too.
Yeah.
yeah. It was silly and yeah.
this is gonna make you feel good.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds great.
It doesn't say Cox, you know, a blatant like dick joke. I'm
right.
like, yeah, that's a dick joke. That's all you want to hear. Like,
but I thought that was movie 20. That's a John C. Reilly extreme parody, and so
they both.
That's
make
what
me
they
laugh.
Do. They
I was
make,
saying that to BJ in the car on the way over. It's like I'm not looking for every movie to be. I drink your milkshake. Like they don't all have
right.
to be this epic,
right.
like you know, juggernaut of acting and writing. And like
right.
sometimes I want to see something silly, and that's
what they
that's
do
fine,
best.
If that's
right.
what it is.
Yeah.
yeah, that's.
But there's also silly stuff that. Is good.
like, well, and that, yeah, like, and that's where I take umbrage with
right.
with Matt's comments. I love you, Matt. Don't get me wrong, but like there's silly and then there's like really well executed, well done silly. So
yeah.
is it that or is it not that? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like I enjoy Anchorman, but
not
so not much
Anchorman,
Anchorman
too.
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't finish Anchorman. We talked about this.
Yeah,
last
right.
Because
yeah. yeah. yeah, we were talking about this movie. So,
but like Will Ferrell, like I think he's.
I think Will Ferrell's hilarious.
It's funny. Yeah. yeah.
I am. Over
sometimes
the, when he said, "If you're over the shtick," I'm like, "I'm way
right. yeah.
who's over that."
Yeah. He leans on yeah. his Will Ferrellness a
yeah.
lot.
Yes.
Man at the top of his game has a fall, comes back. Da da da. Like
yeah.
there's like at least four movies like that. And I'm like, yeah. all right, I get it. Like that's the thing that you do.
Right. He does it well, but
yeah.
whatever. But it's just like Adam Sandler. Like, you saturate the market so heavy with, like, your shtick, and
right.
then you break out of it a little bit, and then you fall back into it way hardcore. It's like,
yeah.
How come these guys are doing the same thing? Like, Will Ferrell, like...
Because it works.
It, yeah. I guess, but,
hey.
Like... Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. I'd do the same. I would do the same. I'd be like, yeah, let's make it. Let's make it happen.
Yeah.
You're going to pay me how much? Great.
Yep.
Like Mailman 7, I'm in.
Well, and it's like, and that's the other thing. People give, like, how dare you do that movie? Like, Robert De Niro, why are you in that stupid comedy?
I want to get paid.
Well, not only that, but, like, he's an actor. Just because he's known for being a very serious, dramatic actor.
Yeah.
He's also, like, this is fun. Like, I do this for my job, but, like, it's fun for me. So if I do something off type, it's even
challenge.
More fun. Like,
yeah, I get paid for it,
and you get paid, and you're working, and it's fun, and, like, who cares? Like, anyway.
I always think that as an actor, it's like, at what point do you get so...
Like, not
employable.
Everyone's Daniel Day-Lewis, where you're like, I can choose, like, my six movies that I'll do in my life.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Right.
Yeah. That's why I don't fault Brendan Fraser for all the movies he's been in.
Like, well, like, Steve,
who knows when you're...
I miss Brendan Fraser.
Me too. We're going to get him on the show.
Really? Call him up.
I'm going to make that happen.
You should do that. Jay Leno. Still waiting.
Jay Leno, hey, I'll have you know.
Three years later.
Are you fucking with me? What?
You haven't heard the Jay Leno thing?
I know the Jay Leno thing, but with Brendan Fraser, like, how's that going to
be? Oh, you don't know that story either?
No, I don't know.
He's in a show.
I know him.
Yeah.
I know, big deal. I know him. He's an old friend of mine.
Right.
You go way back.
We partied together.
Long story short.
Now that's true.
He was in a show in college that Brendan directed.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I wasn't in college, but it was my buddy's show. I was
in a
play.
Show in college.
In the college. No, you're right.
Brendan
you're right.
Directed.
That Brendan Fraser.
Long story short. Because otherwise it would take one of these.
Yep.
And you'd never hear the end of it.
And it would go
you
on.
You wouldn't
and on.
Know what he's talking
it
about.
It would go on and on and on.
You would have no idea.
And then I'd say, where was I?
Yeah.
What was I talking about?
Who joked? Who made fun of you? I forget who it was. Anyway.
Somebody
Mikey
did.
P did.
Oh, yeah, it was.
That's right.
It was Mikey P on the show. That was fantastic. That's what is exactly
yeah,
what it
yeah,
was.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah, I was just listening to that too.
When you
like,
went pee.
Yeah,
the Queen of England was there. Yeah, anyway.
I was into it too. I was like, "What, really?"
I was like, "No,
idiot.
He's making a joke about BJ."
One day, Brendan Fraser will be on the show, and then we'll all like laugh about it. So,
I'm down.
And so will Jay.
Probably
sooner.
With
actually,
that, let's take a quick commercial break.
Break.
After these messages. Come for free, but you show heart and they believe.
matters is if you will show up.
Back to the show.
We're back.
So,
to the show.
So you can blam, lay it in, and then like we can just start, or do you have to go back and do it?
At my speed, I can do that.
You're impressive.
That was
producer man.
thanks, internet almost. Stealing audio device that I use yeah. for that. I mean, borrowing.
They want you to steal it.
You know, I did do a very tiny bit of research, and like, if you play like a sound clip or a clip from a movie or something, like mm-hmm. technically you're not allowed to do that.
Yeah.
But we are, because we're technically a review show, and if you're reviewing something, you're allowed to play things from it.
Yeah.
You obviously can't play the fucking whole thing.
Play the whole movie.
Yeah. But yeah. So when you play like a trailer or something, when I plug in like a trailer from like a Marvel movie,
yeah.
we're not going to get sued by Disney because we are a review show and we're talking about said things, and we're allowed to do that.
Freely promoting their material.
Yes.
So we could run like everything and just change a little bit of it.
We don't even have to change it.
Yeah, change it.
We can run the whole movie.
Well, not the whole. You can't again. You can't run the whole movie.
Yeah, but we run the whole movie except changing a little bit of it.
The TV edit.
Yeah.
Right. You mother jerk.
Right.
This is what happens when you find a stranger in the Alps.
Oh yeah, yay. So
tired of these monkey fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday plane.
So while we were on break, you were saying that you watched a couple of things, Rich. What'd you watch?
I watch bullshit on YouTube all the time.
Right. No, but
why wouldn't you?
Yeah. Do tell.
The one that I love both of them, but the one that was super long and very entertaining was all the times Samuel L. Jackson has said motherfucker in a movie, and it's not current because they didn't have Hateful Eight in there. So that's at least. What, 12 or 13 more motherfuckers?
Motherfucker.
Is Hateful Eight good? Because I keep wanting to watch it, but I just haven't started it yet.
It's good.
I haven't seen it yet either.
Yeah.
I'm sure it is.
Still on
Netflix.
Just
don't get around to it.
So. Yeah. I have the disc. It's one of those ones, because I buy movies, it's one of the ones I bought that I just haven't seen yet.
Samuel L. Jackson saying motherfucker is great.
Pulp Fiction was a good chunk of that video. I didn't realize how many times... One, he's like the focus of that movie, but two, how many times he says motherfucker in that movie, and it's a lot. It's a lot.
Right on.
Well, how long do you think this video was?
5 minutes?
No, it was like
45 minutes.
Yeah, right.
I want to say because they're fast. Like,
well, episode
fast.
One was.
I think it's like 7 or 8 minutes. Hang on.
Supercut of Sam Jackson.
I got it right here.
Okay,
I will tell you. No, it's short. It's only 4 minutes long.
That's still a lot of motherfuckers.
Yeah.
All the time Samuel L. Jackson has said motherfucker. This is a 3.5 minute long.
3:38.
Yeah, that's funny.
So we were talking earlier about like people who said
that is really quick.
I love it. Yeah, they go through.
There's
really
no
fast.
Context. Yeah. Classic.
All right.
Yes. That's freaking great, man.
That's cool.
And the other one was a supercut of the times that the name of the movie is said in the movie, which I have to admit is something that I hate love.
That's a really good idea.
That's like, a great idea it. For yeah. a clip. And,
I hate it and I love it because I'm like, why are they saying the name of the movie in the movie? But I'm like, that's the name of the movie.
Right.
And it always gets like a little laugh or giggle out of me, so I can't like really be mad at it.
Well, how long is that one? Is that like several?
That's longer. It's
well, four, and that's like what like we were just talking about Harry Crumb. They say that in that movie.
Yeah.
That, like,
who's
Harry
Crumb?
I want to watch
you know what?
Video.
There might be somebody that could do it.
Yeah.
Harry Crumb. And the guy was like, who's Harry Crumb? I'm like,
and it's not like
referencing
the title, they say the full, like the
right.
whole full title, and some of them are like really long, elaborate movie names. Like, why, how did you, in good conscience, how
really
could you work this into your script?
This so, is really a series of unfortunate
like,
events.
What are we, some kind of Suicide Squad? Like, I hate you, Will Smith.
Wah, wah.
Go on.
So, what was the one you just said? What was that one? You said the really bad one that I laughed on.
So there was
that.
So it's,
something too.
Yeah, so it was a sequel. Yeah.
In the movies, in the 80s, there was like a string of just high fantasy, like let's just churn this shit out because people want to see this kind of stuff because it's Star Wars. And there was a movie called Deathstalker, which had a sequel called Deathstalker 2.
Deathstalker.
And I mean, in the very beginning, and before like even the title card, like Deathstalker, our title character, is escaping this castle. And he's like, he jumps down and he's like riding away on a horse. And it's like an obvious evil queen looking character comes out and goes, I'll have my revenge, and looks right at you, and Deathstalker 2.
And I'm just like,
and the whole rest of the title sequence is exactly as bad as that.
That's so good.
That's great. That's great.
Egregious. Like,
God, that makes me so happy.
How could you do this?
And Deathstalker 2. And the fact
the
that
movie's
it says,
on Prime Video? Oh, no.
And the fact that it says 2.
Right.
Yeah, like, right.
Not the 2, best, but
right,
the other 2.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh man!
It's almost like they're they're winking at the camera when they say "Deathstalker 2."
Get it? We got it.
I need you sent us that link, right?
Yeah, I sent you the link.
We need to post that
to watch that video.
We need to post that video. We need to post that video.
It's gonna make me very, very happy.
And there are some new movies in there that you'll be surprised are in there.
Right on! Yeah. Right on! That's I'm so intrigued. Like tomorrow when I'm doing dishes and listening to this, I'm gonna be like, oh
ooh, yeah, I remember.
Pause. Yeah. Let me go watch this other video.
The Fellowship of the Ring.
Right. He shall be the Fellowship of the Ring.
And the music swells and insert disc 2.
Insert disc 2. Yes. Intermission.
Rocky, I love you.
Right.
Rocky V, the fifth one. That's the Simpsons. They don't say that.
They're like talking about the biting power of a shark, and they're like, yeah, the jaw strength of this shark is very. They said jaws! Strength! Right. Jaw strength is jaws!
Deep Blue Sea was in there.
Oh,
you've seen that.
Man.
I don't know. That's funny because I wouldn't remember them saying Deep Blue Sea.
Yeah.
I just remember.
It's like, I think it's like right at the end he says it.
After
the shark blows up and they win.
After so clearly after Samuel L. Jackson gets eaten.
Yes. Look, it's King Kong.
Is that what counts?
You just have to say the name, don't you?
Why'd you throw in the title of the movie? Rocky.
The first Fantastic Beasts is in there because she literally says Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, which wasn't so bad because that's the name of the book that he writes eventually. But
right on.
I love it and hate it.
Was that somebody here that posted one of the videos of like this and that, but when this happens, it gets faster? Was that you that posted that?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, it's like one of my favorite things.
Explain again. What do you mean?
It's a thing on YouTube where like people post something, and then it's like every time they say Harry Potter, it gets faster.
Oh, I have seen that
and then,
before.
Like, and so they're like, and it goes, there's a scene it goes where double like, time. I can't believe Harry Potter, and then it like speeds up a little bit, and then it speeds up a little, and then by the end of it, it's like. Right.
Yeah. It's like a drinking game or something.
It's just, it makes me laugh. And there's one that they, from Andrew Rannells, who was in the original Broadway cast of Book of Mormon. He sings the song I Believe at the Tonys. And it's I Believe.
That's the one I saw.
I posted that because.
And what does he say?
So every, like in the video when you're watching it, if you're not paying attention, you won't notice it, but he licks his lips.
That's right. That's right.
Like very noticeable, like full on, like. His lips.
Oh, God.
Here come some words.
Right. But it's like instant. He's a singer, so obviously he's using all his like instruments or whatever, but like he has to wet his whistle.
Yeah.
And so he like licks his lips, and every time he does it in this video, they speed it up, and it's my favorite thing because then when you go back and rewatch him actually belting it out and sounding amazing, you're like, oh, he just licked his lips. Like you notice it every single time, and it's freaking, it makes me laugh every time I watch it.
That's the YouTube age we live in. Oh, yeah. Take something and notice something and then like amplify it and put it on the internet and it's entertaining.
Absolutely.
And I'm entertained. If it's good, I'm entertained.
I thought that was you that posted one of those.
I think I might have
posted
that.
It in response of like, this is my favorite one of these version things.
Yeah. I remember. Yeah. I mean, that's the only one I can think of offhand, but then again, you know, my memory.
Yeah.
So
one of those things you really love about the internet.
I love YouTube.
Innocent fun.
Did you used to have like your favorite, like, ooh, I know about this video and no one else does. Like before things were really like viral across the internet, like mine was a home shopping network thing about him selling a camera or a printer. And he's showing like, look, it prints in high definition or whatever. And he's like pointing to this picture and he's like, look at that horse. And it's a picture of a moth. But like, he's very adamant. Like, look, you can see its big bushy tail and its teeth. It's the stupidest thing.
That's funny.
And it's just on YouTube called Look at That Horse. Yeah. And it makes me laugh every single, because he's like, look at that horse.
Yeah.
Actually, my producer's telling me that's a butterfly. Anyway, it's like the funniest thing. But like there used to be like weird little videos.
Like pre-YouTube when it was like new.
When it was like, com. Have you seen this thing on YouTube? And like you'd share, right, yeah, like the weird stuff. And it makes me laugh that that doesn't happen. And now something's viral for 2.5 seconds.
And then it's
gone. And then it's gone. Like, I'm surprised I still remember Look at That Horse. But yep, it's like one of the my favorite things on the internet.
Monkey versus Tiger was one of the ones that I loved. Tigers.
Monkey plural. Versus Tiger.
Yeah.
But like they would pull the tails?
Yeah, it's like pulling the tails. And that's like sound effects and all that stuff.
That's good, too.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Like them picking up a sloth to carry it across the street. And like, I believe I can fly. Plays in the background. That's another good one.
I don't remember that, sloth, but that's great. The street. I bet you someone who was listening to
this. Oh, yeah. They're classics.
Yeah.
But that's why I love YouTube so much, because you can post random shit. Still, my favorite video of all time on YouTube is Unicorn Sings Michael Bolton.
Is that the same one, the unicorn who's...
It's a puppet. It's a puppet unicorn.
Oh, okay. Not the cartoon of like...
Nope.
Oh, gee, something that's like
just
a cartoon.
Just YouTube about, unicorn.
About Charlie the Unicorn.
Charlie, yes.
Charlie.
Unicorn Sings Michael
freaking
Bolton.
Kidney.
It's my favorite video on the internet.
That's cool.
Two different things.
Yeah.
I'm going to look that up.
No, I do love Charlie.
It's freaking great.
Candy Mountain as well.
YouTube's fantastic.
I want a Candy Mountain.
Mine is probably the Super Hot Fire rap battles.
Oh, yeah.
Those are funny. Those make me laugh.
Those
hard.
Are good. Good stuff. Anybody watch anything other than YouTube?
I watched stuff, too.
I watched
what
more Good Place.
Funny. Oh, yeah. That's
I'm wait, still I'm behind on it
we're
now.
New one? Or?
No. Oh. We're still in season one.
Oh.
And so I've been listening to a lot of Dax Shepard's podcast. And you know how I referenced that, and you said, like, all the reviews are, like, stop interrupting people or whatever.
For his podcast,
yeah.
Yes.
Those reviews are, like, from the very beginning. Like, he calls himself out on that as it goes on. He's cool. Like, yes, I know, but blah, blah, blah.
Cool.
Anyway, so it's a very good podcast as far as podcasts go.
He's a likable guy.
He like, is very likable. And he's funny, super, dude. Super smart. And no one thinks that, because all they think of is like, go away, Peyton, from his character from Idiocracy, where he's just a dumbass because he plays a dumbass.
Out my
well.
Balls, right? Yeah,
right. But he's not.
Yeah, he plays a dumbass a lot.
He's not really a dumbass. Anyway, but
what? No way.
Right, but he just did in where I am in his backlog of podcasts. He just did a Good Place week where they were like ramping up towards season three, I think. And so I'm like, ooh, I remember I was watching that show, and so like we watched. We're now in season three of Game of Thrones, and instead of watching Game of Thrones the other day, we're like, let's break this up a little bit and watch something silly. And so we put on more Good Place.
Yes.
And I love the fact that that show ends every episode with like a mini cliffhanger.
Yep.
Does that continue like throughout the whole
shebang?
Mostly.
Mostly.
For the most part.
Right.
Yeah.
We're like, it's not procedural, is that the show where it's like where it's like every episode wraps itself up, I think it's called anyway
the storyline continues throughout
where you have if you miss something you're like, wait, what's happening now, like why is Janet dead or what, you know, whatever it happens to be, you're like, what's happening, why are there demons here, why is Adam Scott an evil douche, like why is he here, and so like you wouldn't know that unless you watched the previous episode, so plowing through it is very entertaining, especially now they're only 23 minutes and we're used to Game of Thrones hour-long episodes. It's like we're halfway through season one now, I think, but that's what we're working on, Game of Thrones, and
you're Place. Completely caught up with it?
No, because there's like one episode left that I haven't watched yet.
Oh, okay. So I think I'm like several episodes behind
one
it.
One unwatched episode.
Once you mentioned that, I was like, "Ooh, that's right."
Well, they were saying
that's in the holster there of shows to watch.
In one of the interviews, they were saying that like every season's drastically different in a sense,
kind of.
And I'm like, "Well, that's kind of cool." Where it's like all similar. Obviously, it's the same show, creators, and everything. But they're like, once season one ends, like you're in for a whole different treat for season two, and then you're in for a whole different treat of season three. And like they even reference like what you guys are saying, like this is hard hitting and emotional, kind of, while being absolutely hilarious at the same time. So I'm super curious to get there.
Yeah.
I love
that
show.
I was like, you motherfuckers.
Right.
How dare you? You know, like,
how dare you
make me a little bit weepy?
One thing all the references.
Right. There you go.
Get dense. So, Game of Thrones and Good Place is where we're at.
Cool.
At this house.
Which was the last Game of Thrones episode you watched?
Season three.
What happens? What happens?
Episode.
Do you remember what happens? The big thing?
Oh, yeah.
Season three?
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. There's a couple of big things that happen.
Remind
in
me,
three.
Though, just because, you know.
The big thing that happens at the end of season three is Red Wedding.
Yeah. That's the end of three.
That's episode nine, season
three. That's the end
three.
Of season three. Okay, yeah. I thought that was probably later, but no. Okay.
But, like that whole situation with, like, him falling in love with her and all that stuff happens in, like, two episodes at the beginning of season three.
Right.
And I'm like, this is why I don't remember this.
Yeah. Like, they just ran right past this, didn't they? Yeah.
And, like, Joffrey getting engaged to Queen Margaery and all that. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember that. And all
this. When you go back and watch the show and, like, things happened a lot faster than I remember.
Well, and that's what I've tried to, tried to tell Samantha, where I was like, this is weird. She's like, what? And I was like, it's weird that you know this already, because I waited like 2.5 years to know that thing. Right. Like, from the very beginning, because I watched it live from the very beginning, like, to get to season three was like 3.5 years to get to that point in the show. So, like, there seemed like so much weight where it's like, we watched Theon take Winterfell, and then he gets kidnapped, and now he's at the Bolton's castle right now.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I remember going, like, I kind of feel bad for Theon, but and now rewatching it, plowing through, I'm like,
fuck Theon.
I'm glad that guy's getting tortured right now. Fuck that guy. And I was like, why do I feel differently now? And it's because when you watch it as one continual story, you don't wait a year to find out what's happening with Theon.
Right.
Right.
And so you're just like, he just took Winterfell. They just got it back.
And now
he's getting tortured. And so it's like, wow. Like, so there's something to be said about watching a show live and waiting and them putting the cliffhangers where they are, because it serves its purpose in making you think differently about what you're seeing. It's weird.
That show does a fantastic job about, like, changing your attitude about a particular character.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Deadwood does, too. Like, you hate Swearingen so much in the first couple episodes, and then later you love him.
Right.
And cocksucker, San Francisco cocksucker. But they do the same thing really well in Game of Thrones, where Jaime Lannister, Tyrion, you kind of don't like him at the beginning, right?
Not as much, but
Jamie's a big one.
I keep throwing out like open-ended like things. She's like, who's your favorite character? And I say, I will tell you my favorite character is Tyrion Lannister for as long as he's around. And she's like, oh, what does that mean? And I was like,
well done.
I was like, that's what it means. Like, he's my favorite character for as long as you see him.
Yeah.
It's Tyrion Lannister.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, man. And I'm like,
There's one thing. I love Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I love Game of Thrones. And I have one major gripe with the show.
Major gripe?
It's that Margaery dies right when she's getting really interesting.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, it's such a
bummer. And she's so fine. She was just a joy to watch. Like, oh, Margaery.
She's
smirking whore from Highgarden.
She's so good at playing the game, really, like, as far as, like, the show
she's
goes.
Really
she's
good.
So good at it.
Like, as soon as she becomes queen, she's like, my turn.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's so good. But anyway, that's so I don't remember the exact last thing that happened, but, like, Jon Snow's north of the wall, hanging out with Mance Rayder.
Yep.
And
doing the Wildlings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
Jon Snow.
He's got his thing going with the Wildling girl.
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
On your rewatch, do you think she says, "You know nothing, Jon Snow," way too much?
She's only said it one time so far.
But in the next few episodes, she'll say it like 20 more
And I Googled
times.
It. I was like, how many times did she say it in the show?
Maybe not 20.
I think it's 6 times total they said in the show.
But
in the book, she says it exponentially more.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's nothing I've ever thought of. But when you said that, I was like, she does kind of say that a lot.
But that's because it turned into a meme and everyone.
I never saw that. But
you know
that's
nothing,
cool.
Jon Snow.
That's cool.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
That's the thing about shows now in the streaming sphere and the world of the internet, is that kind of bugs me, is that once the fans like something, the writers are like, oh, let's do that a lot.
Right.
So, like, the fans had, like, all these theories about Gendry and these jokes about Gendry, and as soon as they brought him back, it's like, oh, I thought you'd still be rowing. I'm like, that's the meme. Like, you didn't come up with that.
He is rowing. Great.
The meme. Yeah. The meme is that Gendry's been rowing the entire time.
And, oh, look, he's in a boat. Har, 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 har. Yeah.
All right.
BJ, you said you watched a bunch. What'd you watch?
I did watch a bunch of things. So I finished. I don't know if I said that last week or not, but I finished Escape from Dannemora. I don't think I mentioned.
I don't think you said you
I've
finished
been watching,
it.
Watching.
Yeah.
So it's a short series. It's 7 episodes. So, which I, in a way, is so refreshing. Like, that, it tells a storyline and it ends it.
Is it a complete story or is it like a cliffhanger?
Complete story.
Yeah.
No, complete story. It's done at 7 episodes. It's done. Yeah. which is really nice for like absorbing a whole storyline.
Right.
And not worrying about, I mean, sometimes this course is great when it continues on for 3, 4, 5 seasons, but it's nice to just wrap it up and end it.
Yeah.
It's good. It doesn't end as strong as it starts. It's still very, very good, and I would still highly recommend it to anybody who's interested in a good drama to watch it. But I've been watching. I watched that. I finished that. I watched Bird Box.
Yes.
So
and
did you like it?
I did like it. Now I don't like it. I don't like it as much. And I tell you, remember like Armageddon and
Deep Impact.
Deep Impact. You know that
the relation
movie studios. Well, movie studios will rush to release a competing themed movie.
The Illusionist and the Prestige.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. Which I don't care. I love both of those much.
They're both good.
They're both great, sure. great movies. Prestige, Deep Impact and superior. Armageddon are both kind of like the same. They're both kind of like okay, kind of, you know,
yeah.
Michael Bay
versus science and yeah whatever.
Versus science.
But I like Armageddon better.
Armageddon's better.
That's the one I think
it's
of.
Much
yeah,
more
Armageddon's
enjoyable.
The one I think of.
Yeah, but yeah. Deep Impact is more like
it's better.
Actually explaining like
trying
this could happen and like this and that.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, right. But I'd rather watch Armageddon and when
listen
he like, rips his thing and shoves him in there and like it's fucking great.
Yeah.
No, Bruce Willis, no. It's so good, dude.
I'm just a regular everyday, you know, driller.
They don't know. These boys might be great astronauts, but they don't know jack about drilling.
You don't know.
They're astronauts, Bruce. They can figure it out.
They're pretty smart guys.
Hey.
I might just be.
I cry at that movie. Still.
Yeah, it's have all good. Listened?
Still.
Wait. Not to interrupt.
When she puts her hand on the TV screen,
yeah.
Freaking Niagara Falls.
Have you listened to Ben Affleck's commentary on the movie?
No.
Oh, my God.
Do tell.
It is solid gold entertainment. Because he talks about, like, him butting heads with Michael Bay on set because he's constantly asking questions about, this is ridiculous. Like, why are they doing this?
Right.
And one of the main ones was like, why send oil drillers instead of astronauts? Like, why is oil drilling so much more complicated? It's like, you point the drill at the ground and you turn it on. And it's like, you're talking about it, like, talking to Michael Bay about this. Right. And you just say, shut the fuck up, Ben. Like, offering no real explanation. I'm just saying, this is the movie we're making. Just let me do it.
Because. Yep.
But the way he says it is so funny. He's just so, like, over this shit.
I love it.
I love it.
So you were, what were you, do you compare that to something? Do you think it's similar to Quiet Place? Is that where you're going with that?
Exactly. Right,
really?
Right. No, I think that like, yeah, don't you think that like, because of
their
proximity and release and their similarity in themes that you're, that it suffers because Quiet Place came out first.
Only in
it
the,
suffers because
in the
of
rule
it.
Of we're depriving you of this one thing. And I think I said this last time, but in that Bird Box tries to hit a lot of the same tension points,
right.
Like it's tries to
get
attention in a lot of the same ways. Like, see, they're going to do the thing, or they might not do the thing, or here comes them doing the thing, and then the thing happens. Like, both the movies do that, but A Quiet Place does it better. Like, it does.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think that Bird Box is worse because of that.
Well, Bird Box
is a book.
I think
that it suffers because of it.
Bird Box is a book.
And I heard that it came out before
the movie,
Quiet Place.
Right?
So it makes me think.
But how long
like,
has John Krasinski been working on this? Like, obviously, he had the script in his pocket for a while.
Yeah.
So
had he? I mean, I wonder.
Yeah.
Probably it's like his baby. Like
maybe he read
all these
other
people
book.
Have these babies.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he read Bear.
Well, I don't know. People have these babies.
Well, you know. Anyway,
I don't know that.
No, they do.
I don't know when.
I can't really say
when the book came out.
Yeah, I can't really say.
Can you find
somebody?
Out the book,
I think Rachel, our friend Rachel Williams, I think posted that the book for Bird Box came out before Quiet Place.
Well,
came
Quiet
out.
Place came out last year,
yeah,
2016, 17.
So it makes sense that it would have maybe 17. Even got rushed to
no,
production 18. With 18. The idea that Bird Box
was last year.
In production.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
Bird Box is going to happen. So we need to rush this out really quick and make it happen. Now,
but
I don't
neither
know.
Of them looked rushed or forced or anything.
No, they both look good. Yeah. They both look good, but it's still like the similarities.
2014. The book for Bird Box came out in 2014.
Okay.
Yeah.
So who's to say?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know enough
but
about
But I think
it
they were different enough. Like, the trailer, I think, sold it more as a, like, Quiet
it's
Place, but you're
that.
Blind.
Right. But I think that even just any kind of, like, reference to it, I think it, that Bird Box suffered because of the comparison to,
oh, yeah,
to,
for
to,
sure.
to Quiet Place.
But so there's so much more of them, like, as you would say, like, there was so much more of them without blindfolds on in this movie than there was people talking in Quiet Place.
Yes.
Yeah.
If that,
so I like that one.
Right.
I like this one more.
Well, sure.
It's all good. I know. I'm only in like the 3%. Like everyone in Rotten Tomatoes agrees with you guys.
I mean, this one is good. Like, you're allowed to like it, obviously. No, but like, I just think Quiet Place is better.
Oh, but Bird Box is
valid. He's going to grab a hold of that.
He's valid. You're allowed. I hate you guys so much.
Hey, but man. Bird Box has been
it's
getting crazy promotion. Like, there's like, I was watching ESPN and they're like referencing Bird Box like a lot.
There were Bird Box memes about Cody Parkey missing the freaking field goal before the game was even cold.
That's really ridiculous. Yeah. I could see that.
They photoshopped her head over his body. It was funny. I laughed.
And
because I can't see. That's the joke.
All right. So that made me think that Netflix. This is a thought that I had on the sitting in my lazy boy recliner.
Did my McBain get you, Jared?
I love every time you say joke. That. That's the joke. Yeah, it's great every time.
But that Netflix is really, like, this is kind of a deeper thought, but Netflix is really, like, more culturally significant in a way as far as, like, how they can influence
just being Netflix.
Yes, that people would, like, everyone has Netflix.
Yeah.
So Bird Box or something that's going to have buzz, like Making a Murderer or anything else that Netflix has done, is going to be able to reach a lot of people, and a lot of people are going to be able to absorb it.
Yeah.
And so they can really have a control of what is kind of the hot thing right now.
Netflix is like the Kleenex and Oreo of streaming. Like, it's the brand name.
Yeah, yeah. And
it's called Netflix and chill. They don't call it Amazon Prime and chill. And,
right.
You know, right. And these big companies, the Netflix is a gigantic company all of a sudden.
I bet they're not making any money.
I was right, dude. I was right about that, goddammit. We'll go to the tape because I was right about that. But anyway, Netflix is a gigantic company, but they have more influence over culture and what we think than like Apple or Google or Facebook. Yeah,
I'd go so far as saying more than Facebook.
I would think so because Facebook doesn't, Google doesn't create content, so they don't have like a say over what they put out.
But I just saw this thing this morning where Google, here's the story is people think Hugh Jackman is showing up as Wolverine in Avengers Endgame. And
the
rumor got spread, and then people started searching for it, like Hugh Jackman movies and, Hugh Jackman Wolverine, Hugh Jackman Endgame, Hugh Jackman Avengers, whatever, all this stuff. And then like it comes down to where if you right now, I don't know if it's been fixed, but as of this morning, if you typed into Google famous Hugh Jackman movie,
Hugh Jackman
movies, and hit enter, you would scroll through, and there would be a picture of Avengers Endgame. Yeah. It said Avengers Endgame 2019.
Self-fulfilling prophecy, though, because so many people have searched
that. Because Google, it cross-referenced it so many times that now it's showing up under his list of things.
That's
people are like, oh my God, I can't believe he's in it. And everyone's like, whoa, we have no idea. This was a rumor that got started like 2 days ago, but because so many people have searched for it on Google, the algorithm is now linking the two things.
But all right, so that's legitimate for sure. Whatever, we'll say that word.
Are you saying it's valid?
I'm saying it again, and valid, yes. Legitimate and valid. I guess legitimate's my word, and valid's your word. So, you know who we need? We need Vicky Agostino here, because she's very good about like, hey, that's your crutch word. Watch what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know, and she's almost always right. Like, she's always right about it. I'm like, oh, damn, you're right. I do say that a lot.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. So, but anyway, but still, even with that reference and that example, that's not pointing to something that Google has created. You know, that Google definitely is like, Google and Facebook are all like really powerful for how they connect people and everything. But as far as like controlling what happens on a social level of everybody, Netflix has a lot of the power because a lot of the people are going to be seeing the exact same thing. And it's something creative, and it's something that somebody has crafted into a particular message.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think Netflix is dangerously and big, potentially dangerously. I shouldn't say like dangerously, but potentially.
So you think that there could be like some crazy propaganda film that comes out there and could be. Takes yeah, the friggin' Netflix by storm, yes. And everyone's like, oh my God, have you seen this new thing?
I mean, there already are a lot of crazy propaganda films
on
Netflix.
Who knows if the dude
hasn't caught on yet.
Making of Murder, maybe that dude isn't guilty. And they affected reality with that show. Like they got another retrial for the dude, essentially, because of the coverage that they got from the show. So I think.
But
that
doesn't news do the same thing? Like really
not as
good
much,
journalism?
But not as much, because you are, in theory at least, you're only reporting what actually happened.
Sure.
So, and you're only just kind of telling what happened. But mm-hmm. Netflix has a big audience and they can control what they see. And so a show like Making a Murderer, they can like affect public opinion in a big, big way. And they can put out something in a political way in any direction, any direction they want, and it's going to have a big, giant effect on it.
My one counter to that would be that that's already happening and been happening with news for a long time,
but
with
not
big
like
news companies.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that I could be wrong.
My other, because yeah,
my other big compilation video this year was it was a video of I forget exactly when this was released, but it was talking about the Sinclair News Company because they control a lot of news channels across the United States.
Oh, I know what you're getting at.
Yeah, and it was videos. It was multiple videos of news anchors saying the exact same thing.
Exact same way.
Because they're all owned by one company. It's like, that's not journalism. That's company propaganda.
I've seen those before.
And
those
like,
are absolutely
true. How long has that
true.
Been going on? Like, there may be hundreds of other examples of that.
That one was nutty, though.
I agree. Where they use almost the exact same words.
It was not almost. It was exactly
the same. And
that's
a testament to, like, very you know, like the GOP has talking points, the DNC has talking points, and they get out there and they get repeated over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And so their same message gets repeated over and over again.
But in
theory, anyway.
Yeah.
And clearly, you could say that there's a bias in the news reporting, which there
is
on Fox and MSNBC and everything. There is a bias on it, but in theory, that's still their reporting and only shaping what actually happened in a way that they want to see it as. Yeah. But Netflix they don't have any responsibility as far as that. So they can just create content that can affect people's thoughts about stuff. So it's just a one of those thoughts of like where we're at in history where whoa, you know, we're at a place where they can really do something. They have a lot of power. They have an awful lot of power.
Yeah, and I would say to that we should trust the audience to be smart enough to not just buy into things, but
hey,
you know,
we did
not,
that and see what happened.
Yeah. Well, that's not necessarily true.
It's to slightly counter your point, like only very few select things become super gigantic on Netflix.
Like true. Memes
so like Bird Box, I don't know why. I honestly don't know why it became like the hotness of the month. Because like it's not
the timing
amazing.
Of it,
it's
like
not
there
amazing.
Wasn't a lot else happening.
But it just took the world by storm, and like everyone watched it, and like, oh my God, have you seen it? And then like there was all of a sudden this hype about like, have you seen this movie?
Because
so
like,
everyone watched it.
There's hundreds of Netflix original movies on there,
and series and shows, and like all like.
But Netflix, remember we were talking about that before about Netflix control, like what you see, and like all these shows that are on Netflix. There's so many that we never will see, but they control what's going to come up front when we sign onto Netflix.
Sure.
Bam, this is the first thing you see. Bird Box. Well, this must be a big thing. Let's watch it. So anyway, it's very interesting. It's going to be fun to follow in the next
several years. They do put up like stuff all the like. It's not just Bird Box. Like that was just the newest one at the end of the year that
but
was like.
They pick one thing though that's going to show up when you're thinking, and maybe it's several things according to an algorithm,
right? And
like
whatever
you watch,
exactly. And next time you open it, it's not going to be there
because you've already watched it,
or it's just like you didn't click on it that time, so maybe that's not what he's
into.
Let's try something else.
Yeah. It's all funny and scary. Because
I didn't watch it immediately when it first, like I saw the trailer for it, and I was like, that looks interesting, and I added it to my list or whatever. And then a week later, Samantha did the same thing because she has a different profile, and she's like, oh, that looks interesting. So obviously it knows we both like these horror movie things, and so like that's why I put it on there.
Yeah.
And then we didn't immediately watch it, but like when I saw the trailer for it, I was like, oh, I remember seeing that like a week ago. But like it was out of sight, out of mind for at least a week until she saw it.
Yeah.
And so, and then like by that time, it, like everyone was talking about it on the internet and stuff. So I was like, I guess we should probably check this out. But like, it's just not, it's not amazing. I mean, I liked it, but I just don't know why it took the world by storm. It was weird. And there's like, like you said, 700 other things that came out this year alone on Netflix. That, like, there's apparently this show about this stalker guy called You. It's like a Netflix show called
You. Never heard of it.
Right. I've never heard of it either.
I've scrolled past it a bunch of times.
And I just saw
it was at the top for me once.
I just saw an article about, like, is this creepy show too much or something? And I was like, what is it even talking about? This series, Netflix series called You. And I was like, never even heard of it until I saw that article.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
and maybe you saw that article because of a particular effort. That
yeah, somewhere. Maybe. It. But, yeah. like, it's like, well, how come that's not taking the world by storm? You know what I mean? Right. Or like Dear White People was another one that got pretty popular, mm-hmm. and that had a very clear social agenda. So, like, do you think that at some point that, like, they amped it up for that reason? Or do you think I just think people are woke enough to, like, care about that show?
I think maybe both, but I think that it's, like, one of those things where that you can't not acknowledge the power of the company in these situations that mm-hmm. like you that and be kind of cautious of it that they are capable of getting a message out in great big numbers
right.
that folks who like are going to walk out on the Will Ferrell movie.
It only becomes an issue for me if they legitimately force you to watch it, where it's like this is playing and you can't turn it off. Like I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
But you have the choice to like no,
but
boo,
that's the same
thumbs
thing.
Down.
But
rate.
That's the same thing as like campaign finance. It's like you have a choice to vote for whoever you want. But if you happen to hear this particular candidate's positive message forever and a negative message about his opponent right. for all these hours, you can choose whoever you want, but you can influence it by how much you show it. So it's very interesting. It's going to be fun to watch.
And the responsibility there, like, and that's. Doesn't quite cross over to, you know, movie and TV watching until they are putting out propaganda that is trying to sway us one way or the other. The responsibility is on you to be a smart consumer.
It's true. In both those instances. It's true, but man, at some point
it just is. We gotta do better.
But you can't. Oh God, you know what? That's a very good conversation.
You gotta talk to everyone you know. And I'm going on a maybe not huge tangent, a small tangent. It's our responsibility to not avoid hard conversations with friends and family who disagree with us. Because people do that. We don't talk about religion. We don't talk about politics because it's hard. I'm like, that's crap. Like,
that's bullshit.
That's the point.
Like, you got to have hard conversations if you're hoping to change hearts and minds. You have to approach things honestly.
Ideally, you're not going to have it all the time. Yeah. But you're going to have it sometimes with almost everybody you know. With almost everybody you know, you're going to have it like, we're going to have a talk about that.
Like, this isn't serious or anything, but if both Jared and I just said, yeah, BJ's right, and just not try to talk and have a conversation about it at all.
Right.
Yeah,
Netflix is huge and they suck. Yeah.
No, boo. Terrible. Boo. I want to hear the arguments and
that's
hear both
Dax
sides of it.
Dax Shepard's podcast is good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Because he has no fear about that at all.
Yeah. And that's why Tony and LaMesa's podcast potentially has a really good possibility to it, where you're kind of weighing out two different things.
Yeah.
But I should let him do it. So we won't.
Yeah, Tony, get on it.
We won't talk about it.
Sometime today.
Yeah.
So Bird Box, you watched Bird Box? Anything else you watched?
Yeah, I watched Bird Box, and oh my God, you guys have to watch. If you could somehow figure out a way to get access to Cinemax, and I will
probably have a free trial on that. Still,
there is a free trial that you can get at least on my AT&T.
That reminds me.
You can watch one episode of it, but even if you watch this one, you'll be like, "Hell yeah, I got to watch all of them."
What is it?
It's on Johnny Paycheck. So anyway, Mike Judge tours from the Tales from the Tour Bus is a show on Cinemax that Mike Judge presents, and he is animated, and it's an animated image of him sitting in a tour bus talking about a particular person. And then they cut to animated episodes, which are animated over
real people,
actual footage, King of the Hill-ish style.
Huh.
And they tell these stories about different people. And then so the stories are edited really good. And then they... As they're telling the story, kind of like Drunk History, they have the animation of it acting out what happened.
Sure. Yeah.
It's fantastic. It's fantastic. So the story about Johnny Paycheck is so entertaining, I can't even stand it. It's so entertaining. And I wouldn't care two shits about Johnny Paycheck. In fact, the whole season one, I don't care about. It's like Waylon Jennings.
Uh-huh.
It's so entertaining. There's two episodes about him.
Huh.
There's two episodes about, like, two singers who sang together who were married, Tammy Wynette and George Jones, who mean nothing to me, but it's fantastic.
Yeah.
And the whole second season, which I haven't got to yet except for one episode, is all funk artists. So one of them is, the first one's George Clinton. I haven't seen it yet.
Obviously.
But Morris Day is one of them.
Morris Day, the motherfucking time.
I loved this episode so much. It made me so happy I was going to wet my pants. It's just so entertaining. How they go through it.
That's a new expression for me.
It's good.
So happy. Wet my pants and joy.
Yes. Yeah. Wet my pants and joy.
I'm so happy.
And
warm. Yeah.
So anyway,
I mean, I like to do myself.
Yeah.
So you should watch and try to find
Tales from the Tour Bus.
Tales from the Tour Bus. Uh-huh. That's really good.
See, that's the thing. So
go ahead.
It's the downfalls of not having cable.
Right.
Because Stars. Samantha really likes the show Outlander, and she's seen all the seasons of it except for this new season, which only is on Stars.
Right.
And I'm like, I don't have Stars. And they don't have a standalone app, as far as I know, that you can have a login to watch it. You have to, like, add it on to something you already have. Like, and since we have logins for other things from other people, like, we can't just add it on there because we're not paying for it.
Right. They probably do.
And so it's like,
I checked on my phone.
Like, I didn't find an app on my phone.
Because they have American Gods. Like,
right.
That's supposed to be very good, too.
Yeah. And so I'm like, ooh, how can I get her to be able to watch the show? I'm not really into it, but like, she really likes it. So what's that?
There's always a way to watch.
Well, there
it's
is.
It's true.
There
whatever you want to watch.
Yes. You can find it.
Do you want to get a virus?
Right. You can find it out there.
Do I want to go to a LimeWire.com and get a virus?
So there are ways, but it'd be much easier to just have a login to be like, let's watch this real quick.
Yeah. So. But anyway, everybody within my earshot, if you get a chance to watch Mike Judge presents Tales from the Tour Bus, I have a feeling, at least I was incredibly entertained through the whole thing. And I still got a season to watch. So what else did I watch? I watched the Kevin Spacey thing, finally.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's like...
It's gross.
It is weird. It's really just gross. Bizarro
it's
and
so
weird.
So weird, dude.
And did anyone else think that 50 Cent was in Bird Box?
No.
No.
I'm so racist.
I tell you what I did think about that.
So racist.
I tell you what I did. I was like, how did he keep his hair edged up over 5 years during the apocalypse?
Oh, that's a good
his hair looks perfect.
That's a good point.
Like, after a month, mine looks like trash. And his hair is that's perfectly edged up.
Even like, when you pointed it out, I was like, it doesn't even remotely look like him at all.
Well, there it is.
I'll take sometimes, you to the bird box.
Sometimes I just have to be, you know, let by the way, you are racist. I am. I really am.
Like, I didn't see it at all.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
I did. It's weird.
I did. Yeah. So folks. But anyway, that was
well,
minor.
Do you know how old 50 Cent is compared to the guys? Like,
no.
He's got at least
probably
10 years on him.
By now.
No, but I did see on the internet since I've been looking for it.
Yeah.
I did see that, like this guy, I forget his name, but he can play a young 50 Cent. And I'm like, yeah, he can.
Yeah.
He looks just like him. Granted, through the movie, like I was like, wait a minute, that's 50 Cent. And I'm like, is it 50 Cent? Is it 50 Cent? Is that 50 Cent? And I'm like, I don't think that's 50 Cent. And then so I had to look it up. And I'm like, oh, it's not 50 Cent. It's this other dude.
Man.
But it looked like him.
So wait, have you seen it? Did you see Bird Box? Damn it. I want to say something about the movie.
What do you want to say?
No,
it's fine. It's almost 2 weeks.
Okay, we'll wait. I will. You want to say something about it, or do you want to wait until next? Go ahead, Mike's gone.
It's a spoiler. It was one of the things that I didn't like about it. I hated the fact that when Tom died, I was like, shut your fucking eyes now. You shot the people you needed to shoot. Close your goddamn eyes. And like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, anyway, I hated how they killed him off.
Yeah.
I thought it was a stupid death in a movie that didn't need to
I wish we had thrown in a spoiler.
I said spoiler.
Just because we have it.
For
that's
30
all.
Seconds. Whatever.
But anyway.
You can insert it in later.
But anyway.
We're good,
come back, Mikey.
We won't talk about it anymore.
Yeah. I just hate it was dumb.
It was fast.
Right.
Because you
and
knew
pointless.
That it had to happen. And so
pointless.
Now we have to make it happen. Yeah.
Cool. I'm looking at all the notes that I took, and I think that
that, it?
That was everything.
Did you watch anything?
Only the things I mentioned in What's Up, and we finished watching
he
The Haunting of Hill House.
Yes.
Which I enjoyed very much.
Yeah.
It.
Did you like the last episode?
Yeah.
And you liked how it ended and everything?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you not?
I did.
Did I not? I thought I did.
No, it okay. just, slight it, spoiler, it ends on a happy
spoiler
note.
Spoiler alert. Yeah, kinda. Which I didn't expect.
Which most people didn't expect, right.
So and, I expected part of that ending, like I knew the dad was going to sacrifice. Yeah. That was coming a mile away, that, right. Oh, okay, he's going to stay in the house so right. that the kids can go. Like,
yep.
I knew that was going to happen. But I did not expect, like, the up note.
And, right, where like, everything's like, more, oh, he's cured and she's cured. Yeah. Everyone's cured.
Yeah, right. I thought it would feel more of a downer, which, you know, that's... Subverting expectations, not just for the sake of it and doing it in a good way like that, I'm almost always a fan of. So.
You know, what's interesting is that, like, generally they talk about the happy Hollywood ending. And right. so generally that's what we think. But lately, I think that, like, the dark ending has become at least popular enough to where you didn't
much
expect it.
Much more prevalent.
Yeah, so to where they, like, ends up happy, you're like, well, that was unusual.
But even then, it's not, like, fully happy. Like,
right.
Well, I think it was...
Everybody's fucked up.
It's not 100%.
It might have been on...
Breaking Bad, Jesse's, that's not a happy ending.
Right.
He's
right.
fucked up.
It might have been on the Dax Shepard podcast again, because I've been, like, plowing
you love it.
Through that.
Well, binging just, it almost.
Why don't you marry him?
It's just what I've been listening to when I listen to all my other episodes that I'm current on. I just go back, because it's just listen to yeah. whatever.
And you got a lot of hours to fill.
A lot of them, right. Yeah. And so, and I have a book that I'm waiting to listen to for our book club, but I didn't want to listen to it earlier, because I was like, if I listen to it now, I'll forget, because we skipped December. Regardless. But it was like, something about like the way that pop culture is kind of mirrors the opposite of the way that the country is, kind of. And so, like, when things are kind of down and out during, like, George W. Bush, like, there's a lot of happy endings because people are kind of down and out and bummed.
Yeah.
And then, like, it kind of upturns. Obama's here. So then there's these kind of, like, darker endings because, like, people are more positive. And so, like, mm-hmm. it's giving you what you don't have, right. so to speak. Mm-hmm. And so now that we're, again, where people are unhappy and, like, they're uncertain about what's happening in the everything, they're like,
joy.
We need more happy endings, right? Yeah. And I'm like, I never thought about that, but I was like... I can kind of see that. I mean, it's not a general, you know, sweeping across the board fact, but like there are
across the board fact.
Yes, but there are a lot of things you can call that out on. And I'm like, that's
yeah. oh, absolutely.
That's very. I never thought about that before. So like,
that's really interesting.
The way the country is, it's like, oh, maybe we do need more happy endings right now,
or maybe all the Hollywood product is kind of reflective of the Democratic Party, you know, which I hate to admit, but
I mean, you're
more liberal.
A lot, you're along yeah. the board. If you watch the opening of the Golden Globes, you'd be like, wow.
Oh, really?
Can you pump that agenda anymore? Which yeah. is fantastic. They're getting it out there, but it's like, good Lord, you are saturating this thing.
What,
like,
what was
to know.
What is it?
Just like hitting the obvious hammers on the head, mm-hmm. like very, like the way that the opening jokes were flying, and Andy Samberg
like,
being white guy standing next to an Asian woman. And like, it's just like I said, I'm glad we're talking about it. I'm glad it's out there, but it's like, woof, you guys are
yeah.
super obvious with what you're doing on that one.
Yeah.
And so
he made a really horrible joke at the beginning. Like, it just wasn't funny.
What was the joke?
I'm trying to remember, but she was like, do you remember? Did you watch the beginning?
I watched the beginning. Yeah.
And like, she made a joke and I was like cooking in the kitchen, but I could hear it. I didn't watch it, but I was like, damn.
She's just not.
It didn't go anywhere.
She just doesn't have the personality to be that person.
Who is this?
Sandra Oh.
Sandra Oh.
Oh.
She was on Grey's Anatomy.
There. No, I know.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
But like, she's not that. Like, Andy Samberg has the chops to be a host.
Yeah.
Where
for
I'm
sure.
like, she is very green to this. Obviously, you're like, what? And she's like stumbling over the cue cards and stuff. And
she's Jason Witten.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. It's very, dude. Good Lord, that coverage is awful. Yeah. It is so bad. They even called it out. Did you hear? Like
oh, yeah.
during yesterday's game or
what? No, yeah. no. Explain.
He yeah. like he, Jason like Boog was like, oh yeah, they're gonna have this skills contest at the Pro Bowl because they've been hyping the Pro Bowl up.
It's not
and
network,
like, we're gonna
sure.
have the skills contest at the Pro Bowl. He's like, how about I go through the me and you, Witt, we go through the skills test together. And they're like, ha 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 ha. And then Witten's like, I'll go through the D-line stuff with you, and you go through the receiving stuff with me, and then we can call all those people out on Twitter that are, like, running us through the ringer about being a bad broadcasting
yeah.
team. Or, like, what? Like, literally calls out the people on Twitter that hate them for being bad. And, like, I'm like, you're being awful by saying these things Whoa. Right now. This is why they're tweeting at you, because this sucks. Talk about football.
That's funny.
You can't even talk about the game.
No, that's funny. Yeah.
I missed that, but that's funny.
It's funny. Anything else? No?
Of what stuff we watched, I think that's it.
We can be done.
Yeah, that's it.
We can be done.
The stuff I'm gonna watch, but I haven't watched yet. And we'll talk about that next time.
Yes,
I'm watching Miss. Oh, I'm watching Miss Maisel again, and I realized
from the beginning
he missed some stuff.
I realized I missed episodes.
Some episodes.
Oh. Fucking
falling asleep. Texting on your phone.
Falling asleep. No, it's falling asleep, and then Prime keeps playing, and then when you put Prime back on, it was like
it starts where you left off.
Yeah, and. I don't know. Maybe that's all it is, but I feel like it's even more than that. Like they've like messed it up. Like at times when I'm watching something, it brings up an episode that I've never seen before.
Yeah.
So anyway, but Miss Maisel is so good. Let me just say that again.
It just won, or it was nominated for something. On the
Yeah, I don't know if it won or not.
I don't know either because I really came out here to start recording.
Right on.
Frank, what are you doing
next time?
He's like he's climbed Mount Mikey over there. He's like
king of the world.
You're so cute, Frank.
He's so tall.
Oh my goodness, he's so happy too. He's tall like just a chilling. Anywho, thanks out there for listening, and yeah, we're gonna come at you again with some new stuff. I am working on the bracket again. I just opened it up and I started pulling stuff down for that, so we're gonna get that going. Oh no!
Oh, he made oh shit! That made me nervous a little bit. It made me nervous. I'm jumping from that height.
I made me very, very nervous.
But I'm glad he's okay.
He made it.
He didn't squeal at all.
I hope not. I'm gonna go in there. He's gonna like sitting with his foot up.
Blame Mikey P.
Right. It's Mikey's fault.
You never let a dog jump off your shoulders. Never.
He couldn't get him. He tried. He made an effort.
Oh,
but yeah, so we're going to get the bracket coming soon. You'll be able to fill out your brackets. And we're going to
Jay Leno's coming this year.
And Brendan Fraser.
Brendan Fraser, I don't know. But I'll talk to Jay. I don't have a direct connection, but I do have a direct connection to Jay Leno, and I put it out to my dad to put it out to him to make sure that this happens quickly, because I also, like, as you may or may not know, I'm trying to sell SeaWorld on an idea of a podcast, and part of that connection would be, since SeaWorld used to go on the Tonight Show all the time, is to do a segment with Jay Leno, or maybe that we could probably record
one
afternoon.
Bring it back around.
Yeah, well, one afternoon, but recording all their different things that we can kind of bring back in little bits. So that's just something that I want to bring. But so anyway, Jay Leno's is going to be in the
mix.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
I've said it before with great confidence, but I'm serious. This is going to happen. So
true story. But with all of that being said, thanks for liking, subscribing, leaving comments and all that stuff. But let's get out of here. Thanks out there for listening. This has been Life's Binge. I am Jared.
I am BJ.
And I'm Rich.
And I'm Mike.
And we'll will see you on the couch.
Bye.
Life's a binge. Bow, 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 bow,
bow. Right?
This has been a Life's a Binge production. Be sure and leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever else you find the show. You can find us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. Join the phone army by dialing 619-438-0532. And if all else fails, check out our website at lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and as always, we'll see you on the couch.
What could I do? Okay, all right. We built this city.